Well, we're lucky to have Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria joining us this morning. How are you today, Jim?
Well, good morning.
All things considered, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, all things considered, Friday the 13th, it looks like the sun's out, so we're in good shape.
So talk a little bit about what you're preparing for. I guess we're getting past Halloween, and you're starting to, people are going to be starting the gift-giving season as well, and jewelry is usually on the top of their list. That's who drives that, by the way? Is that the guy thinking, I want to give something for the woman or something special in my life, or is it the lady who's kind of hinting of certain things? How do you see that usually playing out for you in your business?
That's kind of a good question, because it is certainly a safe gift for most guys, meaning that when you bring something home with a cord on it, you might get that wrapped around your neck. So we look at jewelry as just that kind of safe, sentimental, I love you gift, and it has been for decades. And so now throughout the year, we tend to go out and we buy what we need on a regular basis, just what we use and what we consume. And so if you need a new coat, you used to say, I want it for Christmas. Now you just might go out and buy it early fall. And so jewelry has certainly mainstayed. And then it builds great sentimental value and romance. And so we do see a lot of the guys coming in at the holidays kind of saying thanks for the year. And it was a tough year. And this year certainly ranks up among them as difficult years in our minds. And so jewelry is kind of that appreciative gift that sentimentally nobody needs, but everybody wants.
Is it rings or is it pendants, necklaces? And I guess what's the stage of what you buy? I guess depends on what.
It really does. That's across the board. You know, diamond earrings are always great because they're just a continuum that girls seem to wear no matter what. And but we still show a great deal of necklaces and pendants. I'm just making some custom mother's pendants right now, which are sentimental family-wise.
What is a custom mother's pendant?
Well, so when you have your children and grandchildren, a lot of times you like to recognize them in some form. So they have mother's rings and mother's pendants, grandmother's pendants and things, where we take the birthstones of the grandchildren and put them on a necklace and then spread them out. And we either do hearts or this, or some of them they can put their names actually on next to the birthstones. And then you just wear that proudly that you're happy and proud of your grandchildren and or children.
All right. What's November's birthstone?
Citrine or golden topaz.
We have a choice?
Most of the birthstones do. So January is garnet, February is amethyst. Those are the same. But then March is either aquamarine or bloodstone. April, of course, is diamond. May is emerald. And June is pearl or alexandrite. July is ruby. September is sapphire. August is peridot. I missed August as peridot. October uses either rose, zircon, pink tourmaline, or opal. And October, November is citrine, imperial topaz, golden yellow color. And then December can be tanzanite, blue zircon, or turquoise.
Look at this mental exercise I put you through this early.
I'm thinking I missed a couple months, but maybe I didn't.
Oh, there was 12 months. It just
Thank
seems
you,
like
sir.
This year, there's extra months, I think. It seems
think
like
there
it's taking
is.
Forever as well. We're talking with Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria. How's the store looking these days?
Store's looking good. We're just full of fresh merchandise. We know that the holidays are coming. We want them to come. I think we all want them to come this year. We want the end of the year to be here in our mental minds, but at the same time, we want to have something to celebrate, and it's always good to celebrate the birth of Christ and Christmas, and it is a gift-giving occasion, so no different this year. We already have people putting things in layaway, making wish lists. We're modifying our annual Christmas open house this year. Obviously, we have to watch with social distancing, which we appreciate, so that we're going to do more outside. So anybody who would come down, hopefully we'll have good weather on Saturday, December 5th. We're going to have a hot chocolate bar outside. We're going to have Santa Claus. We're going to do an ice sculpture. We've already got an ice sculpture come down. And so hopefully we're going to turn into a little winter wonderland. And then, again, socially distanced people in the store to look around, see all the great new things we've got in for the holidays and fill out those wish lists.
How long have you been at this location now?
We actually built this store out. It was, of course, the old Kiefer Butcher block and originally built as a Lawson's. But we rebuilt it out, bought it in 2007, and opened it in February 2008. So it's been 12 years in this location.
Wow. And, of course, you're there. Now, when you set things up, a lot of things when you go into a store that has a lot of that, it has to do with the displays like that. And then, you know, you figure out what you're looking for, what the eyes are drawn for. When people come into your store, where do they seem to to gravitate towards? What's the area where you're like, that's my key spot, right? If I put something there, it's out the door.
It's gonna go. And we do. You find it kind of back by the what we call the bundle counter, which would be the wrap desk or the service counter. People tend to come in the store and look at the front real quick, but we'll peruse that a little lightly, and then they head back towards the end. So anything we put on that wrap desk or counter certainly gets that focus of attention. We did a special necklace this year. In fact, we just got in a dozen of them. That is a crystal necklace with some almost like a little spray around the outside. It's absolutely gorgeous. Looks like it's got about a 3-carat stone in it. They're regularly about $50, and we're doing them for $32.50 for stocking stuffers. They come with an 16-18 chain, so you can wear it in a couple different lengths. And we'll put those back on that counter because that seems like a big draw.
Are you wearing any jewelry today?
I have my diamond ring on, my watch, and I don't have a tie on today because I seem to get hot with this mask on, and so I haven't been wearing a tie as much. I wore one yesterday. I do have this piece that I brought with me that is my pocket piece, if you can reach around and grab that son of a gun.
All right, right through our protective
barrier. Right through our protective shield. We'll just cut a hole through there. That's a wow ring.
It's a what?
That's a wow ring.
Look, Rocco, I can hold this up in this studio. You can probably see it glimmering already through the glass on the other side.
Oh, I see why that's the wow ring.
You
now.
See that, Rocco?
Yeah.
Rocco, have you been visiting have you been to jewelry stores in your lifetime?
No, I have not. And I did want to ask you at some point here for somebody like myself, right? 25 years old, not a jewelry connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. What's the best way to kind of, you know, become more educated in that realm?
Well, you know, we love to have a young person in like you, Rocco, and look around and just enjoy. And certainly we have price points from $15 on up. And so certainly that's, you know, a good start. You're at your age. You don't have like thousands and thousands of dollars for your jewelry budget that you might buy. So we've certainly made sure that we have that covered in many different categories. It's interesting. There's an intimidation in my level that a young person, and that's why we stop maybe at a comfortable spot where you grew up. Possibly as what we used to call mall rats, where your mom would drop you off at the mall and you felt comfortable there. And walking into a mom and pop jewelry store might feel uncomfortable. So a lot of times we see you at the engagement ring and you kind of walk in and we've got to get comfortable with each other. We've got to become friends first. And then you realize, hey, we're here to help you and serve you and can hit any budget that you want. I don't know how to make it more comfortable, unfortunately, but once you're in my store, you would feel very comfortable because it's just everybody is just friendly, and we want you there. We want to look around. We want to show you around. Bruce and I have talked before. We've got a state case that has merchandise that's hundreds of years old on up, brand new. We've got things, as I said before, that are just very affordable on up. We've got some new moon glow pendants that are actually the phase of the moon on your birth date, and then it has like a horoscope with it. They're $50, beautiful, with an 18-inch chain. And actually the piece itself has phosphorus in it that glows, recognizing the phase the moon was in the night you were born. So there's a full moon one that glows fully, and then there's waning crescents and waxing crescents and so on that are fun. Those have been absolutely awesome. We have another case called Lafon, which is just this gorgeous high-end crystal-type jewelry, but set like real diamonds, rhodium finish for long-lastingness, and it runs $100 to $150 range. So, yeah, we'd welcome you down sometime. And then a lot of young men your age are watch connoisseurs. You're kind of getting back into the watch craze. Instead of having one watch, you want a dozen. So we've got that Citizen Eco Drive line that has just tons of cool watches, style-wise, looks-wise. You want one with a white face, you want one with a black face, you want one with a blue face. And so watches at a couple $100 can be a great start to feel comfortable. And then, of course, we service if it needs serviced. We can size the watch band, clean it, everything that you might not get from, say, an online order.
Oh, wow, very neat, very neat. You may see me in there sooner than you think.
I'd love it. Just make sure you ask for me so I can say hi. Bruce probably is going to put this ring in layaway, and he'll need a couple help making the payments. What's the ticket on that ring, Bruce?
Hold on. I'm looking for that. The decimal point is where I'm looking at?
The decimal point is in the right spot, unfortunately, on that one.
Is it $26,750?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That ring has a 3-carat plus center stone in it with a carat diamonds on the outside, so it's 26.7. And so, Rocco, can you help Bruce make a couple payments on that one?
might have. Did you hear what he said there? He said, wow.
It's a wow ring. That's the natural response, unsolicited, out of that ring, which is why it's a wow ring. Not only because it's absolutely gorgeous, but the price represents it. But actually, it's an estate one I took in on trade, so the replacement value on it's, what, 36, Bruce?
$36,500.
Yeah. So, which a 3-carat stone will get you into as far as that goes. Wow. Pretty, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then, I guess last time this might have been the one you ever, because it looks like you dipped it in diamond sugar. You know?
Yeah, diamond sugar. And that might have been the one I brought last time. I couldn't remember.
Well,
if
that's okay. I'm getting a longer, closer look of it
this time, yeah, because I might not have passed it around.
Wow.
And that might go home for Christmas. We'll see. That's a special one for us. We normally don't have anything of that magnitude just sitting around and doing it. But it is pretty cool. So I have to get it over to you, Rocco. We'll let you take a peek at it as far as that
Rocco,
goes.
You don't know this, but Jim, every time he's a guest or we see him around, he's always got some sort of a ring or some special jewelry in his pocket. I just wonder if your suit coats it in your closet at home. Every once in a while, you go in and go, oh, there's that ring.
Yeah, it, trust me, it has happened. Many, many times.
Yeah, these are just beautiful as well.
Thanks.
And, you know, we talked earlier a little bit about the trust, and I guess a lot of times with jewelry, that's kind of the experience, the bond, the trust that you have in buying a piece of jewelry is important, too.
That has been something that I just totally strive for. There's no doubt about it. And probably the proudest part of my career is that you become a trusted name in any business. And it really feels good. You know, I'll see people out to dinner now and they'll hand me their jewelry and say, take it into the store. It needs a little work. No receipt, no memory of it in a sense, and then you just walk in. Of course, you take care of it like you're supposed to. But it's humbling to know that they trust you that much that they'll let you take their prized possessions and take off with them. And so that's probably the hardest thing we've worked reputation-wise is to make sure that everybody knows, which parlays into the shop in the back. We do all our own service on premise. My son runs the shop. Sizing, diamond setting, prong retipping, soldering chains from everything. And people get a great sentimental value to pieces that they own, whether it be their car or their clothes or their jewelry or their house, and they don't want just anyone touching or playing with it. And so in the jewelry world, we're handling grandma's ring, great-grandma's ring, necklaces, things, and we work hard to keep that reputation
alive. When did you trust your son to get to actually, you know, what was the first piece he might have worked on or thought, you know, he's somebody who's going to continue on in this business that I've done?
I didn't let my kids work for me early on. I wanted them to go out and work for somebody else and get an idea of what real life was working. And so the daughter never worked for me, and the son didn't come in until mid-20s. And worked 7 years under my former partner Tim Haywood, who's now retired, who was a master craftsman in the shop. I sent Bob to shop school. I've sent him to laser school. I sent him to advanced setting school. And you're right; he just gets better every day. And you just now trust him with those big pieces, as where when you first start out, it's like, oh, because there's a risk. And you learn the integrity of it and the how important it is to somebody's piece of jewelry. And so I'm proud to say that he's done that very well and appreciates what he's working on.
So has he passed you on that skill set of the working within constructing things, sizing things and things like that?
Oh, I never could do it. They kicked me out of the shop years ago. I broke a few things and they said, you belong out on the floor talking to people and on the selling side. So I can size watch bands, I can work on different things like that, put ring guards on rings, but as far as the actual mechanics of it itself, I'm just not that guy and acknowledge it that I'm better off leaving it to the professionals. And so Bob went to carpentry school and was in the building trades for a short time, couple years, and that honed those skills, believe it or not, even though you're working on bigger things,
sure,
to construct. And so his mindset works towards that end of it, and it's been nice to have him back there because,
right,
again, you trust him, you trust the situation, and that's important as I leave a customer's jewelry out on the sales floor to know that I'm saying, hey, it's in good hands here.
They get what they when they return, they get what they gave you, and it comes back in better condition.
Oh.
And it's amazing.
They will, you know, we've had them cry. They look at it and, oh my God, it never looked that nice the day I bought it. And they just are thrilled 99.9% of the time with everything that's done. They just are so happy that they've come here, which as you look at some, you know, in today's world ratings, what is it, Facebook and Yelp and things of that nature, whatever's left, Google ratings. We have good ones because people are thrilled and they send their friends to us because of the customer service. And we work hard to do that, and it's important to us.
Jim Van Mark from Van Mark Jewelers. If you want to see him, you can check out the Facebook Live you did yesterday as well.
Yes, sir. Kelsey and I did Facebook Live.
Things have changed in the way you promote your business, hasn't it?
No doubt, sir.
But people, it's great to come in and see Jim and everybody over at Van Mark Jewelers. If people want to find out more, where's a good place to get some details on things for you?
Yeah, so we are at VandermarkJewelers.com. We're at 244 East Broad Street in Elyria. And we do Facebook, of course, and Facebook Live every once in a while. And a phone call away at 440-322-1700. If anybody has any questions, we're always glad to help.
Okay, I've become mesmerized. By the way, it's my luckiest Friday the 13th. I'm holding a $26,000 ring right now.
Looks good on you, Bruce.
Oh, this is beautiful.